This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
We'll start
trying to hear this song. You know, I love Scheffler.
Yes.
But I was hoping on about the 13th tee box, his wife would have called him and said, okay.
Yeah, to see if he's going
time. Yeah. Would they have sent a card out for him?
I can guarantee you the wife isn't calling him.
Right.
She could be in the hospital with the little fella trying to get out, and she wouldn't call him.
Right.
Yeah. Geez, nah,
that's not another $2 million payday.
Yeah.
What does happen in that situation if he... On the 10th hole.
Well, he wouldn't be the leader anymore.
He said I'd be, yeah, if you leave, you leave.
No, but I mean, do you get any prize?
No, he'd forfeit the tournament.
Wow. Okay.
He doesn't need it, but he's...
Pat, he might win 10 green jackets.
He's an interesting, great player because, you know, Tiger was the whole deal. He could putt. He was one of the best putters out there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he could miss more four-footers, but... Every once in a while, when things just went bad, he'll make that 10, 11 footer and make his birdie again.
Yep.
And the thing about him is he's always got a 10 or 12 or 13 footer to win.
And if he makes a mistake, he usually gets it back on the next hole.
Well, that last Saturday, was it Saturday or Friday? Was it Saturday? He goes double bogey, bogey.
Right.
Three, and within three holes, he's back. He's got those three strokes back.
Right.
That tournament, though, was won on the ninth hole yesterday, and I've been down there in that gully when then you're hitting, you know, you hit
the
tee
too.
Ball down there in the woods.
Yeah.
And then you hit it back up, and that's one of the hardest shots I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hit it past the hole and then sucker back, and Morikawa hits it down there in the woods and ends up hitting that steep bunker.
Mm-hmm.
That bunker's like over your head.
He damn near jarred his second shot.
Yeah. And yeah, he almost rolled it back in there. So you're tied on the tee box and then you're three strokes behind when you're walking to the 10th tee. That's got to make you feel bad.
It's always fun to watch, though.
I never had any idea who this Åberg was.
No.
Look out. Yeah. He can play.
Yeah.
Oof. And he's pretty unflappable. He hits it in the... Where was his caddy when he's going to try to hit that perfect shot into 11, though?
They,
you got to just bail out.
The microphone had that whole conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm going to hit a 5-iron. And the guy said, well, I like that. And they picked a target to the right.
Yeah, you got to be more to the... But they were trying to hit it on the middle of the green.
Right.
You don't try to hit it on the middle of the green there.
Just bail out.
Because the thing about it is... If you hit the left side of the green, it's probably going to go in the water.
Right.
I mean, he hit a dunker almost. But, he'll never hit that shot again.
Nope.
He'll be back at Augusta 15 times, and he'll never hit that shot again.
Well, doesn't his placement yesterday earn him the return trip?
Oh, forever, yeah. Second.
Not top, forever, but...
Top 15, I think, come back.
He gets to come back next year for sure.
Oh, God. Well, he already won, you know, he'll be...
Who's going to beat Homa for that? He could win five or six more of these.
I mean, Scheffler?
Scheffler, I mean.
Yeah, Homa's...
Homa, I say, will win a major.
But he can't go 2 days without making a putt. He's
got
15 birdie putts, and he doesn't make one.
But he's going to win a major before. I predict Homa will win a major before Fleetwood.
Okay, but now I got to tell you my problem with Augusta.
There is a problem?
There is a problem.
All right.
They are so crazed about keeping the scores low to par, right? In other words, that they take the most undulating greens in golf, more hills and humps and bumps and valleys, and they make them ungodly fast. And then the ball, so they don't make any putts anymore. Nobody makes, remember when, you know, you watch it 25 years ago, somebody get up there and roll in a 40-footer. Now, now if anybody makes a putt, it's an accident. It just kind of drops in on its way down the hill or something. It's because they got that valleys in the, you can hit a ball that goes four, that is pretty much at rest 6 inches past the hole, and it could end up 25 feet away. Because if it gets rolling just a little bit, it'll go down one of these valleys.
So. Can you? How far back would you have to go to remember how many times guys were laying up on 13 and 15?
Well, yeah, that's
13. They must have 13, extended.
Oh, well, didn't you?
They put it back in the forest, didn't they?
Here's what they did. Augusta. I looked this up to figure out how they got the space because it was right up to the fence line before, right? Yep. Augusta Country Club is next door, as you know. Looks beautiful.
Right.
They had, I believe, the 15th fairway right behind the fence. Mm-hmm. It was right behind the fence, and another hole over there behind the fence. Augusta National wanted to buy a room back there on the other side of the fence. $28 million they gave Augusta National, I mean Augusta Country Club, to buy...
For a tee box?
To buy 15th.
They bought the whole fairway?
They bought the fairway and a little bit of the 16th, too. But... then Augusta Country Club had to go find a place on its ground to rechange the routing and put two. They had to redo two holes.
Wow,
but 28. They started off as having a friendly conversation in Augusta. We've been Augusta Country Club. I was reading the story. We've always been great partners and next to each other. And pretty soon I see, but we charged them $28 million to give them the tee box.
Every member of Augusta Country Club should not have to pay dues for about 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They should. It should be. Maybe they aren't. Who knows? If you were a member, when you got the money, right. How much business do you think that place does during the Masters, though, with rich guys coming into town and
quite a bit?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is the NBA season over?
Regular season, yes.
Season, the playoffs.
No, I know that. I meant the regular season.
We got 2 months coming, Joe.
But now you got to play Phoenix. Which was your nemesis?
Nemesis. Well, here, I got to tell you something about Phoenix. I looked up the odds when the season started. The Phoenix brought in Bradley Beal, who was the best player Washington's had for 7 or 8 years, to go with Devin Booker, who's one of the five best players in the league, and Kevin Durant, when he's healthy, and he's older now, he's 35 or so, but there have been moments when he was the best player in the league. So you got these three superstars. But during the season, they didn't play with one or the other was hurt damn near the whole season. Beal must have missed half the season. So it's only been the last 7, 8, 10 games that they've had all three of them on the court together. Mm-hmm. But when the year started, they were the third betting choice to win the NBA title. They were plus 600, which means they were 6-1. Denver was 450, they were
Boston,
4.5-1. Boston, they were both, but they were 6-1. The Timberwolves at the start of the season were plus 6,600, the 16th pick, and they were 66-1. So they got a lot better team with those three guys all playing. It's not going to be because you choked. It's not going to be because the players are concerned about ownership. It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be they are better than you.
Have we already set up the loss in that regard? The ownership angle?
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be used. Sure. That'll be used.
How come the NBA is never in a hurry to do this stuff? You're waiting until Saturday.
Because they got the play-in game.
Joe, it's play-in week.
And by the way... strong rumors that your favorite sport is going to go play in.
No.
Hockey. So you're going to have guys fight to get to the play. They'd have to change the whole system, though, because you can't take the top three in each division like they take now and then say everybody else, all the wild cards, have to play a play-in game because some of the wild cards have 20 more points than some of the teams that are finishing third in the conference.
When is their season over, regular season?
They got another week, don't they?
I don't know.
I think
they're home Thursday.
I think our guys got two more games.
They're home Thursday to somebody.
You know what else? You know
they're home to Seattle on Thursday. They're at the King tonight.
You know why you're not going to be watching much of the Timberwolves and the Suns? Because they're going to be kicking off about 9:15 if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they, you know, there's some games in the West that if they're being played here, that might start at 9:15.
Even if they're playing here?
If they're playing here because it's a Western Conference, so they do the doubleheaders, and they don't want to play the one in the East real early in the day. They start at, what, 6:30 maybe?
Mm-hmm. So, they'll lose
and
me.
You know what happens? The games are all 10 minutes longer than they used to be. You know why?
Well,
we got to go see who tipped the ball out of bounds.
That's right.
We got to go see if there's 4.4 seconds to go instead of 4.5 seconds to go.
You want to get rid of the tenths.
I want to get rid of the tenths. Get them off the clock. Get the tenths off the clock. I should be commissioner.
You know who is the locked up the number two seed in the East? Your guy, Tibbs, and the New York
and
Knicks.
And what a dummy. Can I say this?
Oh, what happened?
I love Tibbs. But by getting the two seed, he plays the winner of Philadelphia and Miami, and which means Philadelphia with Embiid. That's like Phoenix now.
Sure.
Because they got Beal. And only they got maybe the best player in the league. Philadelphia's only in the play-in tournament because they didn't have Embiid for 40 games.
Sure.
So this way, if he would have tanked yesterday and he had tremendous chances, they were in overtime and everything, he gets to play Indiana.
I didn't even realize that.
The three seed, but the Bucks are laughing at him because the Bucks get to play Indiana, and he has to play Philadelphia with Embiid in all likelihood, or Miami with Jimmy Butler, but I think Philadelphia beat him. So that was not smart, Tibbs. Tibbs is out there. I watched the end of it. Tibbs is out working the sidelines, going crazy.
Playing every
Tibbs.
Star.
Oh, God. In overtime.
No.
DeVincenzo had already played 52 minutes. So
get out up there.
He played
Will you be going on the road with these boys?
No. In fact, with the starting times and the budgets, I doubt if we'll
You
send
won't it. Get a game in the paper.
No, never get it. I would guess they'd send a columnist in the second round, but not the first. And I don't think there'll be a second round. I'm surprised that the Timberwolves are 1.5-point favorites. At least open to 1.5-point favorites for Saturday's game. So I thought the odds would be, I thought the series might be 130 to win 100 on, pay 130 to win 100 on the Timberwolves or something.
But, and your fighting twins are in Baltimore.
Oof. Ooh, that ain't good. Did you see that? Now they win the doubleheader. You lose the two guys.
I didn't see any of that.
You lose Correa.
He might be gone till next year.
I don't know. There had to be something going on there because it wasn't a check swing that went 3 inches that pulled his muscle there. He said he'd been coughing and wheezing for a week or something. Anyway, you don't have him and Royce Lewis, and now you get beat and you lose him, and you have looks terrible, and you win a doubleheader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, Ober goes out there and pitches six great innings, and they're ahead 3-0, and then the bullpen blows it. But also, Kyle Farmer playing third, where Royce Lewis should be playing, hacked a play.
Yep.
And
Castro
and
at short.
Castro, you can't play Willie Castro every day at church now.
You can't.
And Castro doesn't make a play. So the B squad infield cost you that game. Because they didn't make
Why isn't
plays.
He playing Martin at shortstop? Is he not
know.
Viewed as a good shortstop?
I
or what?
Like, there's got to be a reason. I mean, Martin played a lot of shortstop at the St. Paul.
Because I like the kid. He can hit a little bit.
How long is Lewis out?
Oh, God. He's longer. Gray will be back before him. He's 2 months.
Oof. You're kidding me.
He got a good pull. He got a good yank. I think Gray is not as serious, I don't think. But I don't know. They're the big shocker, though, was to me, was this Simeon Woods-Richardson just cruising.
Dazzling him.
And I saw him, and I didn't I'd look at his numbers. And the last game he pitched in St. Paul, he gave up 7 runs in 3 innings.
Oh, boy.
But that gave him some hope anyway. If Louis Varland, if you got to move Louis Varland to the bullpen, you got a pitcher you can run out there and see if he can get him out.
I told this to Joe late last week. I think they might be an under 500 club, Pat. I really do.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
I think it's too early to say that.
Yeah, but here's
they
another.
They can't hit.
No, they haven't yet.
Here's another problem. We figured that Buxton couldn't hit last year because he was a DH. And maybe because he can't hit. He's 3 for 27 with 14 strikeouts going into yesterday's when he came in.
And the kid from Forest Lake needs to go back to AAA.
Well, he's a strikeout machine, man.
Lou Wallner.
He had a home run yesterday off a 61-mile-an-hour, 2 days ago, off a 61-mile-an-hour fastball from a infielder.
Right, from a position player.
The same position player who lost the game for him by letting the ball go through his legs for 3 runs. So.
Right.
You had a good day, pal, McKinstry. But I don't know. I'm not into it. You got to get the Masters over before I really.
Plus, it's playing week fever, so you're going to have week fever.
Well, yeah. Who's playing in?
You got the Lakers and.
They're playing the Pelicans.
Lakers are playing the Pelicans. That's 7-8. I got to tell you how this works. It's a math thing.
Uh-huh.
You got 7-8-9-10, Joe.
Uh huh.
Now, it would make sense to have 7 play 10 and 8 play 9, but they wanted to stretch it out a little bit. So
we got a milk play in
week,
Joe.
7 plays 8 and 9 plays 10. The winner of 7 and 8, the winner of 7 and 8 advances. The loser of 7-8 then plays the winner of 9 and 10.
See?
To get the second spot. So that's what we had to do. The Wolves had to do last year. They lost the 7-8 game and then won the 9-10.
And remember when we won the play-in game and our guy, who was the guy that jumped on the table? The controversial kid that played
Edwards?
For the Clippers.
Oh, no.
Why can't I think of his name? Anyway, but Barkley and Shaq.
Patrick Beverly.
Beverly, thank you. Was on the table celebrating, and Barkley and Shaq said, "We are the champions." They're mocking the Wolves for celebrating the play-in victory.
Yes. And now Beverly's with who?
I don't even know who he's with.
He went
with
somewhere.
Now.
He was with the Lakers, and then I think they moved him again.
Okay.
Philadelphia, maybe.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
What a pain in the ass he is. God, I hated him. But he keeps showing up. He gives team to fire. He's leader, blah, blah, blah. He's also a guy that if he's down in the corner and they throw him a ball, you let him shoot it. You hope he shoots it.
Yes.
But it's a dragged out thing. It'll be, you know, the NBA and the NHL, Joe, now finish almost the same time. You know, middle of like June 20th or so.
Yeah, I've never liked that.
And here's the other deal. I don't know if the NHL does that, but the NBA has the preset schedule, right? Don't they? So if somebody gets maybe, or is it the NHL? If somebody, let's say the Western Conference quarterfinals, if the two teams are going to play each other, get done in 5 games, they got to sit around and wait like it's a 7-game series.
Right.
Can we go back to the Masters for a minute?
Yes.
Don't we have to get over the idea that Tiger could ever win another?
Oh, God, yes.
The poor guy's wrapped up like a mummy. He's got ice packs on his shirt.
Sad eyes.
Yep.
Sad, puffy eyes. It's like he does very good. I look at his eyes, though. He does very good out on the course talking to people afterwards, but he goes home and cries himself to sleep.
You think so?
I think, yes, because he says... I was so good, and now I'm.
Well,
now
he's.
Look at these guys.
If he's not going to win at that course, what course could he win?
Oh, he can't win in any place.
He just can't.
Well, because I think the real killer for him was Friday. He has to come back and dawn and play 5 more holes to finish. So he plays with his bad legs walking the worst course there is to walk as far as hills are concerned. He got to walk, play 23 holes, and he was only one over, right?
He had a great first and second round.
But the thing about him is when the wheels come off, it's like they did Saturday. There's nothing he can do to bring him back.
Well, the poor guy's...
Well, he's 45.
Yeah. He's 48.
48, that's right. 48.
Yeah.
That makes me feel... I was there when he won it the first time in 97. And he shoots... You know, Tiger's... Now, he'd been there once as an amateur, right? Yeah. 2 years earlier and didn't make the cut. So he's Tiger, the phenomenon. Shoots 40 on the front, right? And we're kind of... Oh, yeah, he's, you know, how's that phenomenon? Shoots 30 on the back and ends up winning by 12. All-time record. It was the damnedest thing I ever saw. And the first day, those rednecks down there, this young Camblinasian, as he calls himself, is there. And they're having a little trouble with the idea that this is the future of golf, this fellow, this black fellow. The applause is like this, you know, when he does something great. And then by Sunday, they were going crazy because he was playing so great. So.
Do they sell beer at that course?
Yes, they do, and it's very cheap. It's
how come there's
a cup of beer for like $4.
Well, how come there's no behavior problems?
Well,
probably because it's not a young crowd.
It's not a young crowd. And
it's not a cheap ticket, yeah.
And it's... And I think they'll rave. If you're down there yelling, you the man, every 2 minutes, they'll throw your ass out.
I suppose.
Yeah, they got a lot of security. You're not supposed to run either.
Mm-hmm. No running.
No running.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, no running.
Hmm. No running. It's not like Phoenix.
No.
Where they had to cut off alcohol sales because it got out of hand.
But the behavior is amazing that they pull that off every
year. I spoke to a young man who was shuttling patrons at the Waste Management Open.
Okay.
And I said, how bad was it? He said, you have no idea how drunk these people were.
Well, they were falling into sand traps.
It used to be novel 10 years ago. Now they build a big, huge grandstand. You got to pay hundreds of dollars. Used to be just everybody standing around there screaming and, you know, college students getting... When did the Giants beat the unbeaten Patriots?
That was 2007 season, I believe.
For some unknown reason, I ended up covering that Super Bowl for the Star Tribune because I usually got Detroit. And stuff like that, but I got the Phoenix one. And covered that Super Bowl, and that was Katie went with me, and we stayed at this Marriott out down the road from there.
Sure, mm-hmm.
And we could hear them during the Saturday afternoon. You could hear them screaming down there, and it was amazing the number of people. But there was no big bleachers or anything. It was just the people that showed up, you know, unlimited. And although, Joe, doesn't it get a little nauseating when you hear all the... We got to do the romance every year.
Yeah, I don't like the romance.
I mean, it's Vern Lundquist seems like a nice guy, but my God, Vern, I bet you're glad to be out of it. You got to sit there to say thank you to everybody who's telling you he's a genius commentator, because when Tiger hit that great shot, he says, what, maybe?
Have you ever in your life seen anything like this?
Yeah, maybe, and then, yes, or something, you know, what?
I think I don't know if you both saw it, but I wish that Vern would have taken the advice of Super 70 Sports and how he should have signed off.
What, Super 70?
I cannot, oh, funny as hell.
I
was
cannot
it profane?
Repeat. Oh, absolutely.
Go bleep yourself.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Look that
Super
one up.
70 Sports, you'd like to retweet them more often, but they got
it. It gets a little vicious.
They throw in too many F-bombs.
And he has people begging him not to do that, and he doesn't care.
And then he'll retweet that person. Say, go F yourself. Yeah. Do you have to swear so much or something like that?
I want my kids to read it. And he goes, that's too bleeping bad.
Yeah, he is. It is amazing, but the fawning over Vern was a little over the top. That's no doubt about it. No doubt.
The fawning in general is over the top.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And you know who really works hard to fawn?
They all do.
Yeah, I mean, but Nance is.
Oh, he's a terrible fawner.
He's got to fawn because he does. You can tell he's sick of doing it, but he has to throw it out there to keep him happy, you know.
How about the fawning over the Valley Group?
Hey!
Throw me. Here we go.
Throw me that copy.
Well, is that your copy?
I don't know if that's it. You were supposed to have it.
I think I was. I can help you with the ad. These are my laminated copy points, Patrick. I don't think that's your.
That's one of those is fine. Yeah.
This is a Garage Logic. That's a Garage Logic to-do list. I don't think that's your
favorite. All right.
Hey, the Valley Group of GM dealers. We're both customers, first and foremost.
Yes, we are both customers. And what Jim Paul and Brett Paul want us to emphasize is they got it all now. They got all the vehicles back. There's no more post-pandemic shortage. Everybody, we got all the chips we need. We got all the cars we need. So you got the best of the Buick and GMC products. You got the big heavy-duty trucks, the Sierras. You got Yukons. You even have the car that Such is looking at, the Hummer EV. The electric Hummer. Now, that would be a purchase, I would think.
Getting a government car.
Okay. Anyway, that's all right. Jim Paul and Brett Paul will forgive you for not buying one of those Hummers. But interest rates, 0.9, 1.9. You've been seeing the Buick ads on TV. You saw them all week during the Masters. And the interest rates are extremely low. And the stock is great. And they also got lots of used cars out there. Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Apple Valley, they take care of me and Reavers. And Hastings. Check them out. Buy yourself a vehicle here. Now that you got your taxes paid today.
Now it's vehicle time.
You know, all that money, that rebate you're getting from the taxes. Go out to Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers and buy yourself a vehicle.
Here we go.
You're not an egg salad
guy. I can't do that.
We're back from the pause.
I'm not eating egg salad.
The bride made a big... I went and bought groceries the other day and got a dozen eggs, and we had a dozen eggs in the freezer, in the refrigerator, right? So she boiled them up and made a big tub of egg salad.
Oh,
that you can,
gross.
You can put it on cookies.
But you like egg salad.
I don't like egg salad.
You can put it on. You can put it on toast. You can put it on non-toast. Oh, I'm a big egg
salad. That's what you can buy at the Masters, an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy one of those.
I'm not eating that.
First of all, here's the deal.
I'm not eating
at the Masters,
either.
They bring them sandwiches down about 6 in the morning, right? Yep. And a little green paper.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me how, you know, they got some guys that are walking around with the pogo stick going, oomph,
oomph. Yep, there
you know, they got to keep
no
the,
litter.
To keep the green paper from blowing all around for the sandwiches. But they bring down these pimento sandwiches with the others. And then they're like $2 or something. It's cheap.
What is it? Just but some pimentos?
Pimento in cheese. It's a southern thing.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. A pimento's got kind of a red liquid to it, right?
Absolutely.
And you see one of these, you see these pimento cheese sandwiches on a hot day like yesterday. About 1 in the afternoon, you see some guy buy himself a pimento sandwich. It's red. The bread is red. Oh. I don't want red bread on my pimento sandwich.
Can't you get a hot dog?
Yeah, you can. It's all cheap, but they get, you should taste these pimento. These hillbillies down there are unbelievable. They love their pimento cheese. Did you see who, you know, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
So Southern, they tried to do the pimento cheese chicken sandwich. Oh. And you saw ads for those.
Yeah, but at least there'd be chicken.
Two, 3 weeks. But I don't think that one worked. So they don't. Because I go there once in a while. You know, I don't agree with their politics, the owners of Chick-fil-A. But That's not going to stop me from getting a Chick-fil-A.
That disturbs you that the guy's religious.
Yes. I if you are, that's your problem, not mine. You know, don't tell me
well,
about it.
Well, he's not making it.
Don't tell
problem.
Me. No, he's campaigning, all that stuff. But that doesn't stop me from going to Chick-fil-A.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm not giving up a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
This is America, right?
You know what Trump's having because they close Sunday? Yeah. That's the Lord's chicken.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They close on. You know, that is my goal and my hope in life is that a very rich agnostic buys the Chick-fil-A, so they'll be open on Sunday.
The religious guy take the recipe.
Yeah, but here's the other deal. With Chick-fil-A, they were selling them at the Tampa Bay baseball park on Sundays.
Really?
Now, I think they were getting themselves a big raft of them, and then they were selling them at the stand on Sundays.
Huh.
And they weren't making them. They must have been a day. I had it. And then all of a sudden, no. They shut them down. So, you know, if they're one of your products and you can't sell them on Sundays, wow. You know, it's at a ballpark. That's not good, so.
I just have never seen a burger stand or a hot dog stand at the Masters. I couldn't be out there all day.
No, the concession stands are all, that's where you get a hot dog, that's where you get a pimento cheese, that's where you get a chicken salad, that's where you get a cheap beer. I don't even think they got, maybe they got special beer stands, but the beer comes in a cup.
Green.
Yeah, and it's about $4.
That's nothing.
But it's urine warm half the time. It looks like it to me, anyway. And they, you know what else you got down there? Kind of like the state fair. When you're working in those stands, you got bugs. You got stuff flying.
That's right. You don't like to eat outside for that very reason. I remember we added that to the list.
Yes.
I don't like eating outside.
Oh, I love eating outside.
With flies, though?
There's no flies. You just
not now, but in the summer.
No, but you can. There's no.
Summer,
no,
there's
no,
flies.
No. Oh, there's no flies.
Yes, there's flies.
Spray the area down.
In fact, I think it was.
John talks about his wife's relatives down there on the farm
in
the Iowa. He says, they invite the flies to come in. They open the door and say, come on in.
The flies that were just out of the pasture, come on in and have some potato salad.
You know what the flies. That's what the flies like.
Yes.
They like potatoes.
Oh,
they
do.
Love it.
They love potatoes.
Especially the ones that were just in the pasture on some horse manure.
Yes, right.
Oh.
That's the good one, yes. Yeah. In fact, the fly can't really make up its mind what it likes better.
Oh, God. Let's see.
Cow poop or...
Should I go for the cow poop as the appetizer, or should I go for the potato salad?
Oh, God.
And you know what else?
And it's hot.
Watermelon. They love watermelon.
Well, yeah. I eat water. When I eat watermelon, it's the cubed ones. I don't like the whole deal.
You like? Well, that's not a fruit that squirts, though, is it?
Oh, God, it squirts more than anything.
Oh, watermelon squirts.
Oh, God, yes, it squirts.
It's all water.
Yeah, right. You can eat a little bit if you get it cubed.
Well, you want a little fork with yours, huh?
Yes, right. I don't want to slop it.
We're a 2, sometimes 3 watermelon a week household at my place.
Really?
I'll tell you what, a lot of watermelon in our house.
Do you really just smash it?
No, she'll chop it up and half of it's gone in one sitting between those three. I don't mind it. Yeah. Real good for you.
I don't know what it's got. It's all water.
It's got them antioxidants and stuff.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be healthy.
Yep.
Oh,
because you know what's the new cancer? I've been informed by my bride. Sugar. Sugar is the new cancer.
Every week she comes off something that scares the hell out of me.
See?
Mm-hmm. Sugar.
But she's got she gave me all the printouts. I got to read it all.
Mm-hmm. I got my report back from Rochester. They emailed it to me.
This is where you sent the material?
Yeah, sent the material.
Oh, God, that's right.
But they emailed it to me, but they want me by password. How do I mailed you my...
Your stuff.
My waste material. I didn't have a password.
What's
my password? What's my password?
So you don't know the results.
And now you're on email.
Yeah.
And you call it up. And you're looking at that. And then they say, okay, forget password. So you hit that. They said, we have now emailed you. Well, I can't open up my email. If I open up my email to see what password you sent me, then you're gone.
I don't think I'd be doing the audience a service by not asking. How did the procedure end up? I mean, did we have someone?
I don't want to know. I don't want to hear about
Here's
this.
Here's what happened.
No, we don't want to know.
No, I'm not going to go through the.
Please.
But they got the thing that you have. They got the bucket, right?
I thought you were going to tell.
No, but here's what happened. What a big guy does is you put it under the seat. The bucket.
Oh, no kidding. I think you don't put it 10 feet away.
No, but they got a stand that you're supposed to put under
Mr.
the
Chair.
Seat.
Yeah.
Under the seat.
A little tripod deal? Or
I broke my toilet seat. So then I broke my toilet seat about 2 days later. I come up. Oh. It was okay for a while. I come up 2 days later, and it's laying there.
What happened to my chair?
What happened to the toilet seat?
I mean, it took 2 days before it finally just collapsed?
Yeah, well, apparently the screws came out.
Wait, so it's like a ride at a county fair? It just falls apart?
It just fell apart.
A couple of days later. So now you take this toilet seat out.
So, you had to hire a guy to do that in Florida.
We did it. I did it myself. I was extremely proud.
Oh, my God.
Although the wife had to come down and screw in the left-hand side because my left hand wasn't strong enough to do. But beyond that, I got the toilet seat back on. Okay. But the fact of the matter is...
I didn't know
is,
you had left-hand problems.
The fact of the matter is, now they send me the results, but
and
I don't
you
know
can't read them.
For all I know, I got 7 varieties of cancer, but I can't open
What's
up.
What's coming
you
up on the ride?
Your password.
Yeah, I don't know my password.
Maybe that means you get to live until you know what the password
is. Then you can get extremely
He's
nervous.
Doing this. Clean bill of health.
Yeah. But I took it to UPS, and they act like you're just, you know, they've had it. Thousands of them. They don't think anything.
You took it to UPS. Does it say on there what it is?
You're supposed to take it to you, but they know what it is.
How do they know?
Because apparently every 80-year-old in town is bringing in their poop. you got to do it.
What does it say on there?
It's got the big
fragile
biohazard sticker.
Yeah,
biohazard.
It basically does. But they know what it is.
Is it a plastic container?
Oh. It's a plastic container.
Not cardboard. That'd be problematic.
Okay, I can tell you the whole process.
Here we go. Take it from the top.
You got the bucket. You got the bucket.
Okay, we're
calling
it a bucket.
The bucket has now had an ample coating, right? And then you got a little, I don't know what it is. It's almost like a Q-tip, but it's longer and it's got.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got. And you stick that in it, then you stick that in the tube.
I'm
right?
not doing this. I'd rather have
and then
a
bucket. The bucket, you got to pour this jug of preservative on it. Then you cover the bucket.
Okay.
And then you put it back in the box. They send it to you.
The only thing is if we could have had
a big plastic bag in the box.
The only thing that would have made it better is if we would have had, this is Vern Lundquist's last call, the play-by-play of Patrick making the deposit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I broke a toilet seat, though.
This is big Q-tip.
You would think that the people, you would think this is pretty well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, the material you get for shipping is probably bulletproof.
I can tell you one thing. You're not seeing this visually, you know. So you got to make sure you're over the bucket.
Well,
you know, you don't want to. You know,
that makes sense.
Yes, because you're
right.
You're hoping.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
I'll never
it's
eat
over.
Again.
It's a big Q-tip, Joe. It's like a big Q-tip.
Yeah, but it's got sticker in there.
Okay.
And there's nobody. This is a guy. I might have changed a diaper. 70 some years ago, you know, when the boys were little, you know. But when the grandkids had come over, no, never.
Nope. Not your department.
I'm zero on that. Because grandmas like changing their kids, the little kids' diapers, yeah. too. Because
they got it down. They can do it pretty quick.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
How are you? Pretty good.
I haven't had to do a grandkid. Oh, I've done some stuff, but.
Yeah.
not regular.
When I was in my prime, when the little guy was still wearing them, I was like a NASCAR pit crew, man. It was get in here and we're in and out in 15 seconds.
Yeah, you know what? We let them go too long, pooping their pants. We let them go too long. 2 o'clock.
They go until somebody smells it.
End of life.
Are we still on?
Yes. Age 2, legal limit.
Oh, I don't buy. No, you're wrong. I don't think that. We don't let them go too long.
Yes, we do. No. Some of them go past 2.
No.
Shouldn't go past 2.
Well, you maybe go, they past, do go two. Past 2. Yeah.
No, kid, come on.
Let's
you gotta
go
do what my old man did.
Yeah.
I've heard this.
Yeah, put them on there.
But hold them up and pretend like you're going to put your feet in, make them put their feet in, and then scream bloody murder and make you fear poop. That's, you know,
I think that's what happened.
76 years later, I fear poop.
That's now explaining a lot, Patrick.
But I wasn't too when I was trained because I was terrified.
Because you were terrified.
That's right.
It's about 15 it took you to.
Yeah, right. Couldn't get over it. That's it. We're done with the topic,
okay,
right?
Yes.
We're done.
We could just
period.
Be done
Bye.
Total.
Although, if they report that I've got several varieties of cancer, I'll let you know.
All right.
Patrick Ricey here with the Canopy Group Facts. Fact 1, the Canopy Group writes more new business in 1 month than an agent who represents one company writes in 3 years. How is this possible? We'll give you the other facts to understand why. Fact 2, the Canopy Group offers 16 different insurance companies, not just one. Fact 3, the Canopy Group offers annual policies, not 6-month policies that leave you at risk for 2 premium increases annually. Fact 4, the Canopy Group offers 1 deductible at claim time, not 2, 3, 4, or even more. Fact 5, the Canopy Group will shop your home and auto insurance with their 16 companies each and every year. Captive insurance agencies can't shop for you because they only have one company. Now that you have the facts, it's time to get your options. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.